Eternal God, our Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this time of reflection and fellowship. And God, now as we prepare to hear a word from you, I ask that you would decrease me so that you may increase. Amen. God, we ask that your word just go forth, that you be glorified and edified, that the devil will be glorified. God, we ask that you would just move in a mighty way in this place right now. God, we're waiting to hear from you. We promise, God, to give you the glory and honor that a God such as you is due, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 3:5-10, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Be not wise in thine eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your body and marrow to your bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy increase. Honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruits of thine increase. Y'all didn't hear that. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all thine increase. Amen. And so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. If you want to be filled, the Bible tells you what you need to do in the verse before it. Amen. Give him his ministry. All right, let's leave that. I want to be invited back. So
come on, good job.
All right. Come on, make it plain.
So my folks tell me that I can be long-winded. And like I said, I want to come back, so I will be careful of your time. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to talk to you on the subject of we've come this far by faith.
Come on, preacher.
I want to congratulate you, Goodwin, on 89 years. Amen. That's a momentous thing. People come and go, pastors come and go, musicians come and go, choirs come and go, assistants come and go. Amen. But the church has remained the same because you've come this far by faith. I was an organist, you know, for 22 years. My pastor will tell you, so music often creeps into my sermons, and I was excited. Where is Sister Baylor? Is she here? I have exchanged many emails with you, but never got to see your face. But when I got your email and saw that your theme was, we've come this far by faith, I got excited. I said, all right, I can do that. One of my favorite songs coming up in the church is, we've come this far by faith. When I was a child, I was constantly surrounded by people who were forced to walk in faith. I didn't understand at the time really what faith was, but I witnessed people discuss how everything was going to be all right. They didn't know how it was going to come to pass, but they just knew that whatever it was that they were asking for, that it was going to come through. I just didn't know at the time that they were talking about faith. These situations included bills that needed to be paid. Food that needed to be provided, bodies that needed to be healed, marriages that needed to be restored. They didn't know how their needs were going to be met, but they knew that they would be.
All right.
And this was my first introduction to faith, even though I didn't realize what I was witnessing. And as I grew older, I began to understand and read my Bible, and I became aware that these folks were talking about faith. They understood and believed that their situations would work out, even though they didn't know how it was going to come to pass. So I began to pray that way.
Come on, preacher.
Telling God that I knew already that it was going to be all right. I couldn't see how, but I knew that no matter what it was that I needed, that it was going to already be all right.
All right.
Goodwin, you know, we need a church like that today. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put a prerequisite out there. Your pastor and I don't talk about y'all. I don't talk about restoration to him, and he doesn't talk about Goodwin to me. So if I say something and it hits you, that is not from a conversation that we've had. Amen, somebody. We need a church that understands this kind of faith. We've come this far by faith. But what about the rest of the journey? As we begin, I'd like to break the song down. Is that all right?
Come on.
See, I know you wanted to hear a whole bunch of stuff, but I want to break a song down. My pastor told me you can sing a sermon if you do it right. Amen. So with the song and the book of Proverbs, we're going to tie these two things together. I'm going to get back on the bus and go home. Amen.
Come on.
First line of this song says, we've come this far by faith. Two key words in this particular line are, this far. And I know it's important that we think of these words and we say this far, which represents the past.
Yeah.
And it represents the present. Yeah. This far is a measurement of time, of achievement. It only states that something has begun and this is where it is. It doesn't say that it's finished or that it's completed. This far indicates being in a present state.
Yeah.
If I want to get to the back of the church and I take five steps, I'm still not there, but I've come this far.
Come on.
I still have further to go. The line is a declaration of a fact, not a hope of something that is done, but a statement of what has already been done already.
Come on.
2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says the following, for we walk by faith and not by sight. If I walked by what I could see, my decisions would be based on only what I could see and what I could understand. That's not walking in faith. Walking in faith means that you have to choose to walk towards something that you have yet to see, yet to realize, or that is not yet available to you. Faith!
Come on.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
Goodwin, follow the vision of your pastor. Yes. The vision was given to him, not you. Amen. Somebody.
Yes.
But your faith will allow you to walk right behind it.
Amen.
And some of you need to walk right beside it. And some of you need to walk ahead of him and clear the way. But faith, you don't have to see his vision. You just have to have faith. He knows in whom he believes, and God has given him a task to do. Support him.
Amen.
You can't see it being manifested, but know it's coming. You can't smell it, but you know it's there. You can't hear it, but you know somehow that it's already done. By faith, we've come this far, and by faith, we will continue on. This far. The next few sentences fill in the gap. Right? The second part says leaning on the Lord. What does it mean to lean on somebody? To lean on someone means you're choosing to allow them to support you. Lean on someone means you're choosing them to allow them to support you, to help you carry your load. You're depending on the person to help you accomplish whatever it is that you're working on. The line in the song makes it plain that we've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, that means we're not leaning on our own understanding, but the Lord. Proverbs 3 and 5, and not by your own understanding, but the Lord. Somebody say, but the Lord.
But the Lord.
You see, I can go to school and I can learn some things. I can learn math and I can understand that 1 + 1 = 2. I can learn this in school and I can use my understanding of basic arithmetic to help out my financial problems, to get through my banking and understand my bank statement. But see, when you lean on the Lord, you know that 1 + God = enough. I don't know that you're understanding what I'm saying. When we add God to our equations, he changes the formulation in such a way that our understanding can't comprehend the answer that will be. We just know that it's enough.
Amen.
So what that means is it doesn't matter what you're facing. You need to bring God into the equation. When your meetings don't go as planned, bring God into the equation. When the deacons are arguing with the trustee, bring God into the equation. When the folks don't see the vision, bring God into the equation. Don't lean on your own understanding, but on the Lord's. See, and I said so, I said, when the choir acts up. I love you, but doesn't it always start with the choir? Ask God, didn't it start up there with the choir? I love y'all, but wow. Come on. But when things aren't going as they would seem, bring God into the equation. 1 + God = enough. And faith will see you the rest of the way. Trusting in his holy word. Song says, while we were leaning on him, we had to trust in him. Think about this. When you're walking down the street with a friend and they're supporting you and you're leaning on their shoulders and they tell you everything is going to be okay. They tell you what their actions are going to do. They tell you what they're going to do. They tell you how they're going to uphold you. They tell you what they're going to do and how they're going to meet your needs. And you trust them, don't you?
Yes.
You're leaning on them, but you're trusting on their word. You believe that everything that they're saying that they're going to do.
Yes.
And you believe that everything that they've told told you that they can do, that they actually have the means to get it done. So when you're trusting in the Lord, you're saying to the Lord, I know that you can do it. I know that whatever it is that needs to be met, you're going to see it through. But you've got to trust it. Yeah. Trust is defined as a firm belief in the honesty and reliability of another person. So when you say you trust in the Lord, that means you know who he is. When you say you trust in the Lord, it means you know what he can do. When you say I'm going to trust in the Lord, it means that you know whatever you take from him, he's got the ability to hold you in his blood. Good with whatever comes your way. Trust in the Lord. In his holy word. Don't you understand that everything, see, and we miss this. We say, oh, the Lord told me to tell you. But what we miss is everything that the Lord says to us is holy.
Yes.
See, we miss that. Everything that comes out of the Lord's mouth into your spirit is a holy word.
Yes.
I gotta be careful that I don't veer off because I'm on this thing for the last month. Holiness is not set aside for the church of God in Christ. Holiness is for everybody. Because without holiness, it's impossible to please God. We move away from it. And we try to bring folks in from the world and make them comfortable. The Bible says be separate from me. Come as you are, yes, but don't come and stay there. Full of cancer. My family came with their funding. plan.
Yes.
But he told them that God would continue to do for them like they had been doing.
Yes.
So he encouraged them to trust in the one who already had been sustaining them.
Yes.
He said, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or tremble. For the Lord your God is the one that goes with you, and he'll never fail you, nor will he forsake you. Good one. As you continue on, this is a tremendous word. A word that will continue. This is important. Get this. It's going to continue on long after you're gone. Long after you're gone. Don't argue about stuff. Long after you're gone. Just like long before you got here. Come on, somebody. Long before. We won't see this through to the end. But the next generation is coming along. We are the generation that is responsible for passing on to the 20-something and the teens. And my question is, what kind of church are we passing along to our next generation? We need to be mindful of what we're handing them. Are we going to hand them a weak, sloppy church? Are we going to hand them a church with no social voice? Are we going to hand them a church that doesn't heal the sick? Are we going to hand them a church that doesn't restore relationships? What are we handing our next generation? Squared away. He's never failed me yet, nor do I expect that he ever will. The Bible says before his word fails, that heaven and earth shall pass away. So we know that he wrote it, he made it, he ordained it, and it is what it is. If you don't like what it says, take it up with Jesus. I don't know what the Bible says. So I'm going to say every time I get a chance, I'm going to tell you what the word says. And if you're against it, say out. If you agree with it, say amen. Whatever it is that you need, and move forward. Amen. The final verse says, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith, and I get excited about that. It's my favorite line. It's the part my order is. She know I can make this. Because it's exciting to me when you use the word oh. And when you use the word oh once, you use it seven times. And we know that seven is completion, right? Yeah. We say, oh, 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 oh. Can't turn around. If you ask me over there, how was the chicken? And I said that was good, you'd be like, okay. If you said, how was the chicken? I said, oh, 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 oh. You mean I just chicken. Stop! the Lord. So I would encourage you to keep your hand in the master's hand. Keep your hand on the plow.
Yes.
You know, if you don't work, you should leave.
Yes.
Come on now. If you're not really able to time it, don't come sit more in the pew. Come in and do some work.
Yes.
You can't see the vision. Remember, it wasn't given to you. Just have faith.
Yes.
Good one, keep the faith. Come on, somebody. You gotta keep the faith. Why? In everything that we do, and we skip over it, we just say, oh, it's a thing, oh, forget. We just gradually go over that stuff, but faith is the key. It's the key between worry and restful sleep.
All right.
Come on, you can't sleep at night? Is it because you don't have faith? You ask God to do something, why can't you sleep at night? If you ask God to do something, put your head on that pillow, knowing that it's already Jesus is coming back.